What is going on, Next 90 Nation? This is Nick, and I am your host of The Next 90. Welcome. Welcome to another day inside The Next 90. And I say that not to all of you. I say that to those of you who are actually taking the principles that we lay down here in The Next 90, for free, by the way, and actually apply them to their life, living inside these 90-day containers and accomplishing big, big results. How is it that one lives 90 days at a time? Well, you break it down and you live day by day, a day at a time. It sounds cliche in nature, but it's really the only thing that you can do. You set out these 90-day targets across all domains of the core four, as we call it, body, being, balance, and business, and you get up every single day and you do something in each one of those modalities. You get up and you weaponize your body, you weaponize your mind but with meditation and journaling, and you weaponize your relationships with deposits and gratitude, and you weaponize your bank account by accomplishing things in your day. Like I call them the business non-negotiable targets. Business non-negotiable targets. 3 to 5 things that you're going to do every single day, come high or hell water. It's send that email. It's call that prospect. It's post content. Whatever it is that actually yields results in your life. So here's a spoiler alert. I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but at the time of recording it, it is May 17th, 2021. We are like 30 days away from half, 50% of 2021 being gone, evaporated behind us. And I just want you to take a moment and hit the pause on your life and look back. Like, are you where you said you were going to be December 31st when you were all fired up about your New Year's resolutions and this was going to be the year and this is the time and here comes the gym and here comes the most money I've ever made? If we were to sit down and take an inventory of your life, where would you be? Like, literally, where would you be? Because, you know, wherever you are is literally a derivative of the input that you put into your life. Output is only equal to input. And, you know, some of you guys, you know, sit around and it's like, oh man, it's COVID, it's the market's changed. Well, shit. Yeah, no shit. Everything's always changing. The question is, are you changing with it? Are you getting up every single day and giving yourself permission to just have power? That's like, if I distilled this whole conversation of living 90 days at a time down to one word, it's power. It's power. And that power is amplified by permission that's given only to you by you, only to you by you. And, you know, like, I want you guys to consider that you're paying a price one way or another. Whether or not you do anything I say, you're still paying a price. Like, conversely, if you actually do what I say, you will pay a price. You will pay a price with a little less sleep. You will pay a price with your sweat. By working out, you will pay a price with having to face the reality and the consequences of your life and the decisions that you've made and unpack those in the way of journaling. Like, you will pay a price by probably letting go of some relationships that don't serve you. And you will pay a price with having to put in some more effort into your money-making abilities to get the result that you want. And I was sharing with a couple of gentlemen that are devout Next 90, you know, nation citizens, if you will. And I said, guys, like, you get to choose your hard. Like, you get to get up and do some hard shit and have an easy day, or you get to get up and take the easy way and have a hard day. Either way, there's going to be a formative amount of hard. It's just like, which one do you want? Like, time evaporates so fast. And that's why we are such big proponents of collapsing that time. You know, I think I've said it before, but I'll remind you guys again, like, show me what you do with your time and I will predict how much is going to come into your wallet. Let me say that again. Show me what you do with your time, your watch, how you spend it, and I will show you what goes into your wallet. A dear friend of mine, Steve Krebs, he always says that. Watch and wallet, money and time, money and time, money and time. They are not mutually exclusive. They are directly connected. And I just left Mindset Monday where I coach a bunch of high performers in the mortgage industry. And I was like, yeah, you guys might be putting in the hours here, but like, what kind of hours are you putting in? And also, what kind of hours are you putting in outside of here? We've got these phones, and never in human history have we been able to have more access to information and knowledge and experts than we have ever had in our entire life. And yet we do nothing with it. Every single day, I'm consuming content for the things that I'm passionate about, for the things that I want to learn, and for the areas in which I want to grow. That could be speaking, storytelling, persuasion, selling. Like we're big into private equity, so I'm studying M&A, I'm studying SPACs, I'm studying private equity. I'm studying all of these things because I want to master my craft. Like, we may not be a professional athlete, but we are professional professionals. And I don't care who you are. If you're an entrepreneur listening to this podcast, meaning you work for somebody else, or you're an entrepreneur, you decided to become a professional professional. And anybody in professional sports or acting or entrepreneurialism, like any of those people that you look up to, they master their craft. And how do they do that? One day at a time. One day at a time. And so even if half your year wasn't what you wanted it to be, half your year is turned into yesteryear. It is gone. But the future today, right here, right now, is right in front of you. So you could do whatever you want with it. But what you can't do, but most of us often do, is sit there and complain. And we you know, bellyache over all of these things that are not happening in our life. But then when I actually sit down with people and I unpack it, I'm like, dude, you're getting exactly what you deserve. You're getting exactly what you deserve. There's only one person and one person only to blame, and that's you. And so my challenge to all of you is every single day, just get up and do something for yourself. Like, just don't let life happen to you. Be intentional about it. Write down your BNTs, your three things that come hell or high water, you are going to get done. Because I guarantee you're going to step into a fucking tornado. Why? Because everybody is living, for the most part, in their own little tornado. Like, all these things that are swirling around that they bring in to your office, to your home, to conversations, and we get sidetracked. But if we say, look, no matter what I'm doing, these three things, if you got those three things done every single day, and I'm talking Monday through Sunday, by the way, that'd be over 1,000 things that you'd accomplish. Like, you're telling me that if you accomplished 1,000 things in your business, in your work, in your craft, that you wouldn't yield a better result? This is how entrepreneurs get promoted and bonused, and this is how entrepreneurs scale up their life. They just get shit done day by day by day. And these micro accomplishments lead to massive, massive results. So, you know what? One of the things I said I was going to do today is I was going to do a podcast. I'm in my car again. Yes, I'm sorry, guys. But at the end of the day, this is when it fit into my calendar. This is when it fit into my calendar between this appointment and the next, because I have a busy ass day. So, like, I'm going to get it done. Now, one thing is off of my list. And here's the thing. I send this out there, right? I record this 10-minute podcast, and it's out there forever. Like, one of you listening right now inevitably will enter my world and become a customer of mine. And so, is it worth the $10 or the 10 minutes? Not $10. Actually, it cost me much more than that. But what it will yield me could be potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. I had one guy consume my content, and he came to a multiple club event, Through him coming into the multiple club event, he became a customer. Through becoming a customer, we were able to help him sell his business. Through selling his business, he made multiple eight figures by taking action and just consuming something that was of interest to him and actually could move his life forward. Like, I could go on and on and on about the results of all of this, guys. It's super real, but it never will be until you start getting real serious about the results in your life. Half the year is gone. What will the second half look like? Live it day by day, 90 days at a time, and I promise you, you'll get massive results. All right, I gotta run. I got five more things. Well, now four more things on my B&Ts to do, but this one is done. I'm out.